Well, this is quite charming to be able to see all of your faces. Usually you're obfuscated by the stage lights blasting into our eyes, so it's really nice to see all of you guys smiling up at us. This next song is also Gillian Welch, David Rawlings' interpretation. It's called Annabelle. Thanks, guys. If you can't tell by the expression on my face, I really could actually just listen to Ryan solo for the duration of the show, and that would be fine. Again, this is Ryan Delton on the guitar. Okay, we're going to do a little love song. This song is kind of an original telegram. Let me get my pick. Here we go.
The past. something, baby. Consider picking me. The book you take on your vacation, coordinates called into your fire station. I want to be your destination. Call letters on your stereo, that long and winding highway home. Ah, the curves you memorize. Oh, you're dialing in your station, baby. Consider
wedding singers this summer. We're about to do our third one, or my third one, Ryan's second, and we learned this song for the wedding, and then we found out that we actually just really enjoyed doing it. This is a Townes Van Zandt song. You guys probably know it's called Colorado Girl.
We should qualify that. We learned it last night, so you guys are our guinea pigs.
Well, we'll do it. Just another big thank you to Stephanie and True Nature and to Katie and Kay for broadcasting the show.
to her to come and leave. Been a long time, mama, since I heard you come and leave. I gotta see my Colorado girl again. Be there.
Guys, and actually, Lizzie and Natalie, who are playing here next week, and we really highly recommend coming back to see, inspired our version for that song, and they're just really wonderful. If you haven't seen them yet, they're Natalie at least lives here in Carbondale, and they're just really, really great. Another town song.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, two town songs in a row. Two town songs for the price of one.
Unintentional.
What do you have to say about this one, Randall?
Unintentional two for Tuesday.
This is about a really lovely girl that works in a dubious profession.
Yeah. Thank you.
slippers on. Keep me in your mind a while. Coming home to make you smile. Loretta, she's my barroom girl. Wears them sevens on her sleeve. Dances like a diamond shines. Tells me lies I love to believe. Age is always 22. Life and eyes a hazel hue. Spends my money like a waterfall. Loves me like a one or two. Loves me like a one or two. Loves me like a one or two.
Should I do that for solo one more, or do you want me to do it?
Oh, yeah.
And then together. Okay. I'm going to do one more song on my own, and then we'll carry on together.
We're just going to sit right there.
This is a song that I wrote right about the time that last spring came around, and I was definitely not touring. I was homebound, just like the rest of us. And instead of really crying into my soup about not being able to tour my record, I got really into this project of creating a family garden with my mom and my sister and my two little nephews. And so this song came out of that. It's called Planting Gardens. So I'll send it out to any green thumbs out there. Let's see, grab my capo. So I live over in Paonia, and over there, it's not, you're kind of the outlier maybe if you don't have a garden, so it's not such a special song there. I don't know how the culture is here, but...
Now the sun is taking center stage, crawling down my window pane. Darkness there. crown, plant gardens, taking back our lives. Maybe in the darkness there's a light. Oh, maybe in the darkness there's a light. Yeah, maybe in the darkness there's a light.
You're tuned in to the live broadcast at True Nature Healing Arts in Carbondale with Gabrielle Louise.
So this next song, Ryan and I wrote together. It's our most recent composition, and actually our first composition together. And we decided to do it when we were on tour out in Oregon. And we were at the end of the tour, and we were getting ready to fly out of Eugene the following morning, and I had scheduled us an Airbnb in a tiny little Airstream. And it looked really darling online, you know. And we pulled up, and it looked pretty darling when we first pulled up, too. And we thought, like, we really should write a song about an Airstream. This is such a, like, sentimental part of Americana. And I actually grew up, my parents were both touring musicians, and they had an Airstream. It was much larger than the one that we booked on Airbnb. And we traveled around the country. My parents played in a duo, and I'm the oldest of four kids, and the four kids hung out in the Airstream. And so it's a pretty important part of my past as well. And anyway, so we came upon the idea and we kind of started writing it. And then we were about 20 minutes into writing the song, and all of a sudden we heard the train whistle go by. And there was just this unbelievably loud and very frequent train in close proximity. So we actually, this shows our age. You know, at 21 we would have stayed, but at 36 we checked out, found a nice hotel, and finished writing the song about the Airstream from the comfort of the air conditioning in the hotel. So we might be a little less sentimental about this piece of Americana than we sound. Anyway, this song is called The Little American Dream. Thank you. paper.
You want to do that one?
Sure. Thanks, guys. Okay, another original song concerning gardening, but this time as a metaphor for relationship. This song is called We Will Grow. I wrote this at a friend's wedding that I went out to Oregon to sing for the ceremony. And I was there the day before and had a lot of free times on my hands. And there was this beautiful garden area that was empty where they were going to have the ceremony. And I went down there and I sat in the garden the day before the wedding. And that's when it came.
A hawk cuts through the sky and the light through the cloud. You cut right down to my heart with that razor sharp mouth. Every time we say goodbye, I think you won't be back around. Then the evening shadows start tracing the ground. How lightly it touched me when we lay down. Still, every time we say goodbye, I think you won't be back around. Clocks on the wall stop cold. Seeds that we planted wait under the snow. We might let each other down, babe, but if we don't let each other go, they will grow. Dream I'll get back to wandering, but I know I never will. Oh, every time we say goodbye, I can't forget how good this feels. The clocks on the wall stop cold. Seeds that we planted wait under the snow. When we each other down, baby, let's not let each other go, and we will grow. We will grow.
Thanks, guys. We've got two more songs for you. This is a kind of old song called called New Railroad, and another fiddle tune called Gold Rush that we've stitched together to make a new arrangement. There are two old things that make a new thing. Thanks, guys. All right, so another big thank you to Katie and Kay and to True Nature Healing Arts and to you guys for coming out. I've got some CDs for sale over there kind of by the entrance and some earrings that I make tediously with very small seed beads and thread. I'd be happy to send you home with any and all of those items. This last song I wrote prior to COVID, but as the record was coming out and I was mixing down the record, it really felt like pretty meant to be. Song's called Time, and it's just about this like languid feeling of everlasting eternal space all around you.
In the morning, next room. I know you can do right by me till you do right by you, which I gave up hoping you'll do.
So much. I'm Gabrielle Louise. This is Ryan Zeltz. Thanks for joining us in the Peace Garden. I can't believe we got through that last song with the mosquitoes munching on our skin, and we still made it. Hope you guys have some bug repellent. Have a beautiful night.